At the end of last service, and because we have something special going on at the end of this service, Steve Goddard is going to come and talk to you just for a few moments before I preach.
Morning, everyone. It's a wonderful day to get to see the young people get recognized for graduation, and many of them I had as students more than once, and of course they didn't mention me. I'll have to forgive them for that. Maybe they'll come by my room this week or last week, which, by the way, I think we're going to be in school longer than any school in the state, so we can enjoy these last few days together. And you see that we're packed in here this morning, and that's really the reason I'm up here representing the leadership. The other elders, Chris Wainscott, Jeff Carlson, and of course Bill and Ryan. And we've put together an announcement here that I am going to give to you at this time. Some of you that have been with us for many years understand the process we went through. Some of you that have only been with us less than a year and a half maybe don't know the entire story. But we used to meet in a small area in the back of this building. If you walk by the children's rooms, that was a larger room, and we could cram about 90 people in there and really cram them in. And we had to have two services at that time. So in 2012, we were wanting to add on. We wanted to make the worship area larger. We started a rebuilding project. And it has led to this current worship area where we're now sitting. Took about 4 months to do it, and we're still grateful to the Seventh-day Adventist Church for letting us worship there during that time. I think we all knew that this was only going to be a temporary fix in hopes that we would continue to grow. If you were here before, you know, this room was probably this middle area was a room on both sides. We had smaller classroom, meeting rooms, whatever they were. So to see that before and to see this now was amazing. For me, that can't design anything, it's amazing that we came up with this. But we had to do this because we didn't have enough room. In October again last year, we started having two worship services again, and we just could not fit everyone in this room who were attending. I think most people agree that two worship services is not the most popular approach. We'd like to meet together. There are people we don't see that come to one service or the other, and it's a lot more of a fellowship spiritual feeling when we're all together. So following the renovation, the building team continued to meet, knowing that someday in the future maybe we could do more. And of course, we have the picnic shelter out back now, and they continue to discuss having an even bigger worship area. They got to a standstill, and then finally they took a break over the winter, but the leadership, we urged them to start meeting again in March, and they heard a presentation from T&W Church Solutions for a standalone building that would be built in the back area, and the price tag for the different types of buildings that we would come up with were between $600,000 and $900,000. That figure is well out of our reach. But if you see what we're in right now, you know that we've got some very creative, very ingenious people on the building team. So they continued to dream. And they met some more. Decided to call in a draftsman to put together a drawing of their dreams and to make a rough draft, and that gives the building team and the leadership an idea to, we still can tweak with the ideas. So they started 2 weeks ago to begin that process. We were fortunate enough to be able to pay cash for this current renovation because of some generous gifts and some money we received from insurance settlements. But the next step is going to cost even more. And the plan that the building team has at this time is to build from this building toward the highway and to the north, so connecting behind me and off to my left. seating over 300 people with a full stage and a baptistry. This current area where we are sitting will be a foyer, and we'll add bathrooms and a nursery. We're going to add on to the children's areas because as we feel that with that building, we'll have continued growth. On October 12th, we'll have our 10th anniversary for Owen Valley Christian Fellowship. It's going to be a special day, celebrations. We're going to spend the day together. But we'd also like to have a special offering on that day in honor of this anniversary. And we want to use this offering as the kickoff toward our dream of a larger worship area. This will allow us all to worship together as one congregation and to accommodate the future growth that we anticipate. The leadership and the building team both feel that God is leading us in this direction. We've seen the impact that He has made both locally and globally through the work of this growing congregation. And the special offering will dictate just how soon we can begin this next step in our growth. Now, there's still much planning to be done. There'll be lots of tweaking, design, people sharing their opinions. But this is going to be the largest financial step that this congregation has ever made. And we ask that you be in prayer for the leadership and for the building team as these important decisions are made. We also ask you to be in prayer for how God wishes you to respond to this anniversary offering. Thank you for your continued love and support for Owen Valley Christian Fellowship, and God bless you all.